Hallo zusammen und herzlich willkommen zur 21. Abitur-Podcast-Folge. Ich bin der Sven.
Ich bin der Olli.
Und heute haben wir das wunderschöne Thema The American Dream. Das ist der zweite Teil in unserer Englischreihe und das haben wir einfach erstellt, weil wir da eine Klausur zugeschrieben haben und es ist ja sowieso auch Abi-relevant, von daher ist es hervorragend. Wenn ihr dazu dann Kritik loswerden möchtet oder Verbesserungsvorschläge habt oder Themenwünsche oder vielleicht auch mitwirken möchtet, wie der Sven aus Baden-Württemberg, der mich letztens angeschrieben hat, schöne Grüße an dieser Stelle, dann meldet euch doch einfach und schreibt eine E-Mail an Abitur
mit OO
at gmx.net oder besucht unsere Homepage auf www.abitur.net. Ja, ansonsten würden wir uns noch ganz herzlich an dieser Stelle für das Interesse des Lokalradiosenders Radio Leverkusen, der hier bei uns in der Gegend ist, bedanken. Die haben uns nämlich zu einem Interview eingeladen, weil die das interessant fanden, was wir hier so machen. Ja, herzlichen Dank für Ihr Interesse an dieser Stelle noch.
Genau. Donnerstag sind wir dann da und dann
hoffen wir mal, dass das den ganzen Laden hier noch ein bisschen vorantreibt.
Genau. Well, then let's switch to English now. We are going to talk about the American Dream today. And, well, let's start with some definitions and some important aspects and how it developed and all of that. The term American Dream was first used by the historian James Truslow Adams in 1931 to explain the phenomenon that millions of people, immigrated or were coming to America in search of a new life and a brighter future. Of course, the concept of this of the American Dream is much older than that. It goes back to the days of the first settlers, but the term was coined in 1931.
This term basically describes the hopes and expectations of the people who were now immigrating to the United States, which, yeah, the hopes they had, and what they expected from the new country while they were fleeing from their old lives in mostly Europe, and yeah, that's it.
And, well, in the PDF you can now see some suggestions for the reasons why settlers or immigrants would want to come to America. And the first one is, of course, personal reasons and expectations, for example, freedom, self-fulfillment, happiness and new chances. Well, all aspects that the new world had to offer. And that was, of course, then later established in the Declaration of Independence, which might be an important quote for you to use in any exam situation, with the term life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's very important. And, of course, that is from the Declaration of Independence.
The second possible reason is basically prosperity and success, as it reads in the PDF. The people were expecting to earn money in the United States, especially the poor people from Europe hoped that. And that is where the terms from rag to riches, or the proverb from rag to riches, and from dishwasher to millionaire basically come from.
So that's also a very important quote that you could remember, from rags to riches, and that's also good to use in any exam that asks you about the American Dream.
Because you gain the points for appropriate language and subject-related vocabulary.
Yes. Then, of course, there's social reasons, that is, for example, equality, and equality of, especially equality of opportunity, we're going to talk about that later, and a classless society, that's some aspects that are problematic today, but we will come to that later on. However, there's at least no monarchy and no aristocracy. Basically, that means that there is no more preferring higher standard living people, and that now in America, in the New World, basically everyone is equal. There's only one social class.
The next group of reasons deals with religion and religious freedom in the United States, which is something completely new, because in old Europe there were people who were basically killed just because of their religion, and that is something that changed in the United States, and that's why, for example, the Huguenots, or however that is pronounced, emigrated from Europe to the United States.
Well, and then, of course, finally, maybe well, also importantly, there is the political reasons that is basically connected a little bit to the social reasons that now in America there were hopes to live in a democratic nation, which was, of course, a very, well, a new concept that had not been adopted in any other nation previous to the development of the United States. And there was, of course, no political oppressions, as we already discussed. There is also no religious oppressions, but there is also no political oppression.
Now we're gonna focus on some of the aspects mentioned above, starting with the freedom aspect.
Yes, this part which comes now is very important when you're asked to, as we were, for example, in our exam, to figure out some aspects that are mentioned in about the American Dream. So keep all of these aspects in mind and be able to explain them. First aspect we have is, of course, freedom. When the United States of America were founded, many people saw opportunities in the freedom that the new world, well, was offering them. There was a lot of unoccupied land, and there were, of course, no governmental restrictions yet, because, well, basically there wasn't a real government established. And of course, in the provinces where no one had been before, there you were completely out of control of any government. So the further you went west, the less governmental restrictions you had, well, put upon you. That, of course, led to the fact that these new opportunities and the new ideas that were pursued by the new settlers, that they could be expressed freely now.
Today, the Americans' need for personal freedom and their will to keep their personal freedom is unchanged, and yeah, no one has ever doubted that. And that is because the Americans, or that is why the Americans, tend to think that it's their task to protect the personal freedoms of other people all over the world, because it was shaped or created by their founding fathers. And they basically think that the government is not, it's not the government's task to regulate the things happening, but it's just their task to protect each person's unalienable rights, as they are called in the Constitution, which are, for example, basic human and civil rights as freedom of speech, press, and religion, and the protection from some interventions of any kind into the personal affairs of the citizens in the United States.
Well, the next point we're going to talk about is individualism. That, of course, is also a result of the early days of the settlers, because most Americans had to face the new challenges completely on their own. Many challenges that had to be faced, and many people had to try to survive on their own if they wanted to succeed. And today, this concept of individualism is still intact. The idealization of self-reliant, self-sufficient, independent individuals, well, that is still an important aspect of the life of the lives of many Americans.
And as we see from the social system in the United States, they basically have only very few social
securities.
Social security in that state, for example, health insurance is a point which is always criticized by enemies of that individual idea, but they are still sticking to that concept and, yeah, living it even today.
Yes. Well, the next point is moving westwards. That is a very important aspect that you have to keep in mind. The idea of manifest destiny, that America is, or of course was, the promised land, and it was the Americans' task to conquer it completely and to, well, live upon the entire continent, one could say. And that, of course, shaped the thinking of Americans as well. This idea of continually moving forward, and each day, as we already mentioned, facing new challenges, and, well, hitting upon new enemies, one could say, in order to conquer this promised land. And of course the fact that they had to make a new living in a vast amount of largely unoccupied land, that is still present today, this aspect of trying to expand and try to force the own ideas upon other people. This could also be called the frontier spirit, very important aspect of the American dream. Exploring and conquering previously unoccupied territory. And that, of course, continued also throughout other parts of American history. Consider, for example, the moon race. Well, today, that, as we already mentioned, that is still there. This trying to move forward in every aspect. Every American shows optimism and endurance to succeed. They are prepared to work hard and move great distances, not only geographically, but of course also regarding their social positions, like improving their life through a better job, even if that means having to work a lot harder. And that, of course, shows that they are very determined and very optimistic about their goals that they have set them, and that is, of course, also the result of manifest destiny.
Going closely together with that is the point we have called the Puritans, because they, as the first settlers, or one of the first settlers in the United States, had a great impact on how the society in America and the American Dream concept developed. Their idea was to work hard and self-disciplined and gaining success in any way from that. And this resulting financial, for example, success was treated as a sign of God's favor, and that is why people even today have adopted that idea of working hard for their success, and they still believe that they can be their own luck smith.
Well, that is an aspect that you can see throughout all these points that we have mentioned here, the hard work for the progress. That is also our next point, the idea of constant progress. That is, basically the idea that you have to spread your beliefs and that you have to move on, and that you cannot rely only on old ideas. The idea of manifest destiny itself shows, of course, this spread of belief. For example, democracy that had to be spread all over the whole world. And, of course, for today, you could still consider the idea that this idea of manifest destiny is still carried out by American politics, for example, in Afghanistan or Iraq, where Americans try to impose their political and economic beliefs upon the governments that are there.
Yeah, as you can see from the points above, there have been quite a lot of challenges to be faced, and most of them were faced successfully, and the American people, citizens, are mostly aware of their success and their success in history as well, and that is why they are quite proud to be Americans, and they are proud in their country, and they believe in the success of their country. The problem is that this results in some kind of rejection of foreign values, which may lead to wars, even to wars. And that concept is described by the quite hard verb xenophobia, which is Greek and means, xeno means alien, and phobia means fear, or that they are afraid of aliens or of people from other countries. That they are as proud as mentioned above, and that they like to be Americans and are proud to be Americans, can be seen all over the United States. If you see, for example, on the news, or if you visit the United States, everywhere are national holidays. The people raise flags in the typical Midwestern states, also in their fore gardens. And they have hymns as God Bless America or the Pledge of Allegiance, which symbols their patriotism and their, that they are proud to be Americans.
Yes, from personal experience, I can tell you that there is an American flag in almost every
household.
Well, not every household, but 1/3 of the households would have a flag in their garden or something like that. Next, the next point in our PDF are the historical events with an influence on the American Dream. We are going to sum this up here. If you want to have more details, please go to the PDF, which of course you can all find as always under www.abitur
with
with o and u .net. Please check that out for more details. We had talked about the important aspects influencing the American Dream just recently, just now, so we are going to sum it up. 1776, the Declaration of Independence, which should be known by everyone that it established the independence of Americans from the British government.
1789, the establishment of the American Constitution, connected with the establishing of a democratic system, and the
Bill of Rights in 1791. That was, of course, an extension, basically, of the Constitution. From 1790 through 1890, after the Revolutionary War, we have the occupation of the entire continent. For further information, consult the PDF.
1865, from now on, slavery is illegal and officially abolished under the presidency of Abraham Lincoln.
Right, 1869, full voting rights are given to women in the state of Wyoming.
And after 1920, finally, all American women have the right to vote.
The right to vote is also our next point. 1870, voting rights are extended to all adult males of all races. In 1964, of course, there's the civil rights movement. Of Martin Luther King that you should know about, that is also included in the PDF. And, well, that would be the most important points we have concerning the American Dream and the realization of equal chances for all races and also women. We are now going to move on to another aspect of the American Dream, or basically this should be a discussion whether the American Dream is just or unjust. Consider this for a type 3 question in your exam. It's basically a discussion whether the American Dream was really, whether it's ideal, or whether, you know, where are the problems with the American Dream. That a question in your exam could be discuss the ideas of the American Dream, considering a few examples that we, of course, are going to mention now. The first aspect of the discussion could be whether the idea of the equal chances, whether that is a good idea. Many people feel that the equal chances and the individualism, one could say that that's not the right choice, but rather working as a community and helping each other out, that that's a better system. Americans criticize this concept as communism. it's a fact that equal chances does not really mean equality, because of course if you consider a child of a poor background, you will see that his chances of succeeding are a lot lower than the chances of success for a child from a more educated and
wealthy
family. This concept has been criticized that there should be help for families that are poor. Consider this, that concept, of course, we have in Germany, very important, which is called the soziale Marktwirtschaft, where this difference between rich and poor is, well, that is tried to be balanced by governmental intervention, which, of course, we already discussed, is refused by many Americans.
Another point which has to be considered is the dealing of the American society with ethnical minorities or ethnical groups. For example, there were the African Americans who came to the United States, basically the first generation of whom came to the United States as slaves, and they were still not equal until the civil rights movement of Martin Luther King, and they still are still not equally treated today in some parts of the United States. Then there are the Native Americans, which were victims of the American Dream idea, and there and connected with that the need to conquer the whole continent. And then there are a large there's a large minority of the Mexican Americans, or Hispanics as they called as they are called sometimes. Many of whom came illegally to the United States, and the ones who came illegally to the United States are still persecuted, and they are certainly not equal to the rest of the society. The only ethnical group or minority which has managed to come along with the conditions quite well are the Asian Americans, because many of them managed to get into the high society, as you could say. They managed to get positions in administration and other high educated and high paid jobs. And that is a clear contrast to the idea of equality.
Well, as we've discussed now with the examples above, you can see that the American Dream must not be just is not just if you consider these aspects. It might not be just for you. It's of course a political problem, but consider that, for example, many people will have to work 12 hours a day just in order to survive, basically, because they don't have any other securities, while others receive a huge paycheck for just a small amount of work, just because they have a different background, basically. And, of course, as we discussed, many ethnic groups have not been accepted and have just recently acquired equal rights. And, of course, many minorities are still discriminated against. And that, of course, includes homosexuals, for example, who are not allowed to marry in many states. There is, as you can see, many people who cannot realize the idea of the American Dream, or who really don't want to realize the American Dream because they don't think that it is a good concept that one should adapt.
But as we mentioned in the beginning, the vast majority of the Americans is, they believe that it's their task to force the others to adopt their ideas, and that is why there are many conflicts within the society.
Of course, then we have to discuss, of course, the results of that, the aspects that you have probably talked about in class, that the cultural diversity of Americans has led to a concept called the salad bowl. I hope you discussed that metaphor. Maybe Sven can explain it.
Yeah, it basically says that, like in a salad, there are many parts in one bowl, which is the country. And they are, you can easily recognize them and differ between them. And they kept their original shape, and which is a metaphor for their traditions, for example, or their culture, so that they live together, but they are still, quite individual.
Right. That is, of course, a concept that has been adopted from the idea of the melting pot, which I hope you talked about as well. We're not going to go deeper into that. We can can then come to a conclusion that the American Dream consists of many aspects that you have to consider, the aspects that we mentioned in the first part of this episode. At first sight, they may appear very fair, but if you take a deeper look, many of them might not seem fair, and the American Dream might not be the right concept to adopt. But what we can definitely say from this episode as a result is that all the aspects of the American Dream are a direct result of the history of Americans. For example, the idea of manifest destiny that is still present today in some way. You have to consider that all of the aspects of the American Dream are directly related to American history.
And the problem with that is that the American Dream idea is not concepted, or that when it was created, there were minorities who were suppressed and are not as equal as every American citizen should be, and that is why we can certainly state that the concept of American Dream has to be modified in order to make all of the ethnic groups in the United States as equal as they should be.
Ich kann nur noch mal auf das PDF hinweisen. Wir haben das jetzt sehr zusammengefasst. Das sind knapp 2000 Wörter, die wir uns hier elaboriert haben im Text. Das konnten wir natürlich jetzt alles nicht mit in die Folge reinpacken. Besucht unsere Webseite www.abitur. Ja, ich teile völlig falsch auf heute. www.abitur.net oder schreibt uns eine Mail an abitur@gmx.net.
Und ansonsten gilt dasselbe wie immer: wenn es euch gefallen hat, macht viel Werbung. Wir haben diesen wunderbaren Flyer, den ihr gerne überall aufhängen dürft, wo ihr möchtet. Und wie gesagt, wir sind immer offen für Mitarbeit, auch wenn sie mal aus Baden-Württemberg kommt. Also fühlt euch frei, egal von wo in dieser Welt ihr kommt. Schreibt uns eine E-Mail oder ja, besucht unsere Homepage, nehmt Kontakt mit uns auf und dann kriegen wir bestimmt was zusammen geregelt.
Genau, haben wir jetzt auch genug Werbung gemacht mal wieder.
In diesem Sinne dann
bis zur nächsten Folge.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tschüss, bis dann.